Welcome to this week's podcast, Rosemary O'Shaughnessy, Digital Content Manager. This week I chat about freelancing and why transferable skills matter. Take a moment and listen. Your freelance career, you want to advance. So let's have a quick chat about transferable skills. We know our skills have a shelf life now. They become less valuable or more valuable as time goes on. And we need to be able to adapt working in the freelance space. Now, what are transferable skills? There are things like communication, leadership, being able to sell. They're examples of transferable skills that you can use in working in different areas in the freelance space. There is rapid change in the workplace, which is affecting our careers. Now, when we can transfer our skills, that can create opportunities and make us more resilient as a freelancer. Are you taking advantage of your transferable skills? For example, are you a leader? Could you coordinate and manage a freelance team? Because now people are using different freelancers and they have to be managed. So could you do that? That's an example of how you could be using your offline leadership skills, but to manage people online. Soft skills. Just think your life skills. Are you outgoing? For a sales job, obviously that could be an advantage. Now, are you a good listener? If you are working in areas of customer service, coaching, etc., being a good listener is a great skill to have. Now, can you learn quickly? So for a lot of different positions in the freelance world, being able to learn quickly and adapt is a huge thing. And also, have you a positive mental attitude? Are you a can-do person? Are you somebody who actually can deal with stressful situations? Are you creative? Can you find solutions for problems that other people wouldn't find? Think about your current roles. What are you doing? What tasks you do, and what are the different skills you use, and make a list of them, and then work out which are your biggest strengths, your soft skills. In Demand Soft Skill 2024, and I'm taking this information from Forbes. Now, what are they? Strategic thinking. Negotiation, persuasion, presentation skills, critical thinking, mentoring, emotional intelligence, innovation, financial management, resilience. So have you those in-demand skills, soft skills for 2024? Your hard skills. Now, these are the skills that you have a certification for, you can be tested for, and obviously you can showcase your expertise. Now, being a freelancer, these skills are very important. And as they say, continuous learning, learn more to earn more. Now, don't forget, obviously, people need to know what you're capable of. And on LinkedIn, they have a skills section on your profile. And take this into consideration. In the skills section, they list industry knowledge, tools and technologies, and interpersonal skills and other skills. So, what hard skills have you? And how can those hard skills help you advance your freelance career? Many thanks for listening to this week's podcast. This is Rosemary O'Shaughnessy, Digital Content Manager. I work for freelancers, coaches, and adults with dyslexia. I create digital content and I also train. Or do you need help with LinkedIn? I am a certified LinkedIn insider. So get in touch with me. Email me at contact@digitalcontentmanager.ie or get in touch on LinkedIn. This is Rosemary O'Shaughnessy.